Let's hear now from our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell. The High Court, of course, has ordered the three anti-water charges protesters. They have given them suspended jail sentences for breaching an order of the High Court. Orla, what happened this morning, and give us the background to this case?
Well, the company installing water meters, Áine, GMC Sierra, had brought four men to court originally, claiming that they breached an order made by the High Court earlier this month. Mr Justice Gilligan made an order on the 5th of November preventing protests from coming within 20 metres of the workstations where the water meters are being installed and from interfering with the entrance and exit of the company's vehicles. Now, the application against one man was struck out because the court found he hadn't been given the necessary legal documentation. And the case remained against three men: Damien O'Neill of Greenwood Park in Coolock, Paul Moore of Mount Olive Grove in Kilbarrack, and Terence Sheridan of Kilbarran Park in Kilmore West. Now, the judge said that they had all denied acting unlawfully or harassing or intimidating GMC Sierra's workers, but he said none of them had denied that they had breached the order preventing them from coming within 20 metres of the works. The court on Monday was shown a CCTV, well, not CCTV, TV footage, but footage taken from a company called Gardex, who were engaged by GMC Sierra to survey the protesters, to monitor them and to identify the protesters who were moving from site to site following the workers, the company said. And there was some footage taken from a camera which was on an employee of Gardex, and that was shown to the High Court on Monday. But the judge said that he wasn't satisfied that this footage had been properly authenticated, and he was actually going to discount that. He wasn't going to take any notice of that footage when he was coming to his decision. However, he did take into account the oral evidence given to the court on Monday, and he said he was satisfied beyond reasonable doubt that the three men had breached the order he made earlier this month. And he said that the rule of law was the fundamental foundation of a democratic society. It was imperative decisions made by the courts were abided by, and the authority of the courts must be respected. He said a prison sentence for contempt of court must be a last resort and must be imposed with manifest caution and great reluctance. But he said the courts couldn't stand idly by while those who defied its orders went free. He also said that the three men did not seem to appreciate the potential gravity of the situation. He said their insistence that they'd done nothing wrong and had not acted unlawfully was difficult to comprehend and constituted a serious affront to the court. He said, however, that the breaches of the order in themselves may not be considered very seriously, and he had said he had given some thought to the appropriate penalty to impose. So he decided to commit each of them to 28 days in prison, he said. Now, at that stage there were shouts of shame on you from people gathered in the court, but he then announced that he was suspending the sentences for 6 months on condition that the men abide by his order.
All right, Orla, thank you very much indeed. That's our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell reporting on those proceedings in the High Court this morning.